Good morning. My name is Jason Hall. And when I was first asked by Dana to be a mentor in coming of age, I was reticent. I could easily come up with a dozen really good reasons why I should probably say no. Really busy with work. I have a young kid. We're buying a new house. Yeah, that's just to name a few. But I quickly realized I was just coming up with excuses. And then I thought back to when I was a teenager and the adults who gave of their time to help share their experiences, perspective, and wisdom, and how this helped start me on my path towards young adulthood with more secure footing. Being a mentor was also very quickly humbling. The time that I spent with the youth opened my eyes to the depth and wisdom that they already have. I was given far more than I feel I gave to them. It's my honor to introduce Benjamin Damorell. Ben, thank you for the privilege of being your mentor. Thank you for sharing your experiences, perspective, and your wisdom with me.
Hello, my name is Benjamin Damorell. My religion is Unitarian Universalism. The main two holidays I celebrate are Christmas and Thanksgiving, and they're mostly about family. I believe to live a good moral life, you need to help others and do the best you can to do good things. Because I don't believe in a God or an afterlife, I believe bad things happen for a number of reasons, but not because someone is chosen by God to have bad things happen to them. That is the conclusion of my faith statement. My favorite time during COA was the camping trip, mostly because I got to hang out with my friends in the woods and sing songs around the campfire and eat s'mores. Although the part where you were alone in the wilderness was all right. I have had a ton of fun during COA.
So this is Merlin Snyder, and it was my privilege to get to know Nick Puerto Rico through the program this year. And Nick is an avid reader. He reads a lot of books. His favorite subject as a freshman at Thousand Oaks High School is English, but he also does very well in math and science. Nick also enjoys woodworking and painting, and he is studying the Japanese language. He is a curious, imaginative, and thoughtful young man, which will serve him well as he continues to work on life's puzzles. Dear friends, here is Nick Puerto Rico.
My name is Nick Puerto Rico, and I believe that people are good and learn how to act how they do. Actions, no matter how small, have an impact. The reason that bad things exist is to balance out the good in the world. An example of people being good and learning how to act how they do is that most bullies have something going on in their life that causes them to be a bully, such as abusive parents or going through bullying themselves. I try to be the best that I can and learn why people act the way they do. I had a great time with coming of age, and one of my favorite parts was the outdoor retreat. As part of the retreat, we sat alone for 3 hours in a secluded area. My spot had seeds falling from the trees above like snowfall and was very beautiful. Seeds also spread everywhere and covered the path. For me, it was about connecting to nature and seeing the beauty in life. Thank you for listening.
It has been my joy over the last year to be Alex Holland's coming of age mentor and my privilege to introduce him today. I have witnessed Alex's analytical mind expand from his interests in music and math into careful thought and introspection necessary to grapple with difficult questions. Being Alex's mentor has taught me a lot, including, among other things, not to sit behind him on a roller coaster unless you have a hair tie to lend a hand. But coming of age mentorship has brought me solace that this generation, as others before it, has kind, thoughtful, and resourceful people. Just the kind we need. The world faces new challenges. Here's Alex.
Hello, everyone. I'm Alex, as she already said. I've been coming to Chalice since before I can remember. And this year, I've been going through this coming of age program, and it's been really great for me. So this is my faith statement. In general, I think that it's not really possible to know something 100% for sure. But that isn't to say that searching for truth and meaning is pointless or useless in any way. It's just that if you're wrong, you have to be okay with that, and you kind of just have to roll with it. Some of the things that I do choose to believe, even though I don't know them 100% for sure, are that... Thanks. The seven principles are pretty good. And I agree with them for the most part. The scientific method is also pretty good. Some of the things that I don't believe are that the seven principles should only apply to humans. And I think the wording tends to pull towards that. I also don't believe in any gods, and I also don't think that there definitely isn't a god. I'm neutral on that, because I can't know, and I don't have a reason to believe either way. Coming of age was a really great time, and I got way more out of it than I ever thought I would. I connected with myself way deeper than I ever did, especially during that 3 hours alone. I recommend it to, like, everyone, and if given the chance, I would absolutely do it again.
Wow. Thank you so much, Alex, Nick, and Ben. I am so moved by what you shared, and I'm so grateful that we get the chance to listen to your wisdom, and we need to spend much more time listening to the wisdom of our youth, I think.